How do you decide between using paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and other agents or schedules?
If the patient has not received a taxane previously or had it more than 18 months or 2 years previously, I will go to a taxane first. How I choose which taxane, I think of sort of three types of taxanes as more or less equivalent: weekly paclitaxel, Q3-week docetaxel, and Q3-week Abraxane. And part of the decision-making about which one to choose depends on whether the patient is interested in coming once a week or whether coming, for example, a lot of my patients live far away, and that's a pretty onerous schedule for them, at which point I put them on an every third week regimen. If I'm going to consider weekly paclitaxel, then I consider bevacizumab. The other drugs in combination with bevacizumab obviously haven't been studied to the extent of weekly paclitaxel. And I must say, of all those three, I use weekly paclitaxel more frequently than the other two. You know, I can use the bevacizumab with some assurance of synergy. I think Abraxane is pretty well tolerated. I have seen a fair amount of neuropathy with it, which is largely reversible but certainly exists, and that's a problem for my patients.
It's been stated that the neuropathy with Abraxane resolves quicker than with paclitaxel. Do you think that's the case?
I think it probably is the case. The problem is you have to stop the drug for that to happen, which in the metastatic setting is an issue.
What about the issue of the lack of need of pre-medications with nab-paclitaxel? To what extent do you view that as an advantage?
You know, I think it is clearly an advantage, particularly since you're having to use the drug so frequently. For some patients, like diabetics, it's clearly a strong, you know, it's a compelling reason to go to the drug. There are also patients who simply don't tolerate steroids all that well. In patients who are on long-term paclitaxel therapy, I do tend to peel down these steroids a bit, but I do think that's an advantage, without question.
Do you have any sense in terms of anti-tumor effect of Abraxane versus the other two taxanes?
I don't. I think all three are better than every third week paclitaxel, and there may well be efficacy differences among the three, but I don't know what they will be.
How would you compare the side effects and toxicity to docetaxel in the metastatic setting to either Abraxane or paclitaxel?
You know, a little bit different. I don't use docetaxel as frequently because my impression is that the asthenia part of it is more prominent than for either of the other two drugs, and that's a side effect that I have a hard time with, my patients have a hard time with, and I can't ameliorate very well. I'm under the impression that more liberal use of growth factors, for reasons that aren't clear to me, may help with that, but I haven't personally tried it.